This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai. Recognize the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pleases to intensify investigations against corruption. Various road sections disrupted across the country due to incessant rain-induced disasters. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South says government is effortful to stabilize the country's foreign policy. And 25 people die after bus catches fire in India's southwestern state of Maharashtra. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to intensify the investigations against corruption. Addressing a press meet organized in Pokhara yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said the government's action gain pace, whether it is the Bhutanese refugee scam or the Lalita Nivas land grab. He also claimed to have concentrated the entire efforts to address people's problems. Prime Minister Dahal also informed that he was holding China visit soon and would utilize the visit for the interest of Nepal and Nepalis. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal has stated that the federal democratic system could be strengthened only if all three tier of government mend their existing mindsets and working style. Addressing the first meeting of the National Coordination Council in Pokhara yesterday, the Prime Minister underscored the need for an equally meaningful effort to strengthen federalism. Meanwhile, in an interaction with central members and Gandaki province office bearers of the party in Pokhara yesterday, chairman of the CPN Marist Center, Prime Minister Dahal, said that discussions were going on between former Marist forces and concrete steps would be taken for unity. Various road sections across the country have been obstructed due to floods and landslides caused by incessant rainfalls. The Narayanagad-Mughlin roadway has been disrupted again when a landslide occurred near Twin Stream at Ichamanakamana Rural Municipality 5 or Chitwan at 6:25 p.m. yesterday evening. Earlier, the roadway blocked at the same spot with a landslide at 3:15 a.m. was resumed after some hours. But the road section was blocked again with a deposit of mud due to landslide. The district police office informed that efforts were on the way to clear the debris. Likewise, different road sections including Siddhartha Highway and Kali Gandaki Corridor have been blocked in Palpa following the incessant rainfall. Similarly, Karnali Corridor has been disrupted after landslides occurred in different parts of Kalikot. Minister for Foreign Affairs N.P. South says the government is effortful to stabilize the country's foreign policy. Addressing a press conference organized by Nepal Press Union Dadildhura chapter in district headquarters yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister South said the efforts to stabilize the foreign policy and international relations. He added that Nepal always abides by the principles of the UN Charter. The Foreign Affairs Minister also clarified that the government is serious to resolve the border disputes with India, including Kalapani, Lipu Lake and Limpiadhura. He said the issue was raised during the Prime Minister's recent India visit. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has stressed the need for publicizing changes and achievements made so far through the medium of film. The minister said this while addressing the 23rd anniversary of the Film Development Board yesterday in Chabahar. Minister Sharma stressed the need for amending the Motion Picture Production, Exhibition and Distribution Act for Nepali movies to keep up with modern technology. Similarly, the board executive chairperson Bhuvan Kesi said the board has followed due process to resolve problems facing the film industry, including that relating to policy. House Speaker Devraj Khemri has said that the role of journalists reporting on parliamentary affairs is important in conveying the role of Member of Parliament and Parliament to the people. Inaugurating the 8th Annual General Assembly of the Society of Parliamentary Affairs Journalists yesterday, House Speaker Khemri said that it was important to bring the issues of people's representatives to their constituents. Similarly, Deputy Speaker Indira Rana Magar said that journalists are the mirror of the state and their role is bringing out the correct information of the parliament is significant. Meanwhile, National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timasina said that the role of the members of society to disseminate news of parliamentary affairs is important and emphasized writing meaningful news. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahath has claimed the budget brought by the government would make the national economy dynamic. Addressing a press conference organized by Nepal Press Union Kaski chapter in Pokhara yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Mahath stated that the budget was brought to make the economy dynamic by keeping the nation and people at the center. The government has made an arrangement for the registration of industries free of cost to operate industries and open initial industries even with a capital of 100 rupees. The Finance Minister further shared the arrangement has been made for a 50% discount in tax to encourage the IT sector. Minister for Physical Infrastructures and Transport Prakash Jala has directed the concerned agencies not to delay distribution of relief materials and compensation to landslide and flood survivors. Minister Jala instructed the concerned officials and agencies during his inspection visit to Fidin in Panthar, which was hit by landslides and floods in May-June. Minister Jala called the stakeholders for utilizing all available resources to deliver on disaster risk reduction and management, as well as to address the needs of disaster survivors. A mother and her daughter have been found dead at Patora of Maulapur Rural Municipality 4 in Rautahat district yesterday. According to the district police office Rautahat, 24-year-old Kavita Devi was found dead under the stairs outside while her 2-year-old daughter Aruhi was found hanging in a ceiling fan. DSP and spokesperson at the district police office Rautahat Uma Shankar Prasad Yadav informed that deceased Kavita spouse Thirendra Shah and father-in-law Nagendra Shah were absconding following the incident. Police have taken Kavita's mother-in-law and her sister-in-law under their control for further investigation. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha yesterday inspected Wen Chuan County of Sichuan Province. The county was rebuilt after the earthquake in 2008. The earthquake of magnitude 8 on the Richter scale had caused great damage in Wen Chuan County. China has completed the reconstruction in a short time while also preserving the damaged structure. On the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister stressed up paid tributes to those who lost their lives in the earthquake. Around 70,000 people had died in the earthquake. China has collected the damaged structures and developed the county into a tourist spot, drawing around 300,000 visitors annually. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 25 people have died and a few others have been injured after a passenger bus caught fire in India's southwestern state of Maharashtra yesterday. The cause of the accident is not known yet. According to Al Jazeera, the mishap took place on the Samruddhi Expressway near Nagpur city. The bus had 33 passengers on board and was traveling from Yavatmal to Pune, which when the mishap occurred rather. Police and rioters have clashed in the French city of Marseille as the country battles with a fifth night of unrest after the death of a teenager shot by police at point-blank range. Videos show police using tear gas as officials say at least 56 arrests have been made in the southern city. But the heavy police presence in central Paris seems to have deterred protests. Large crowd turned out for the funeral of Nahil M17, who was killed as he drove away from a traffic stop. Around 45,000 police were deployed across the country for a second night on Saturday. More than 1,300 arrests were made on Friday night and more than 900 on Thursday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kushi province, Madhesh province, Lumbini province and Sudur Pashchim province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pleads to intensify investigations against corruption. Various road sections disrupted across the country due to incessant rain-induced disasters. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South says government is effortful to stabilize the country's foreign policy. And 25 people die after the bus catches fire in India's southwestern state of Maharashtra. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is during the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.